Workbook. Module 5. You will hear an interview with a woman called Joanne Curtis, who went through a very strange experience. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences.
Here today with me in the studio is Joanne Curtis, who is here to tell us about a very strange experience she had. Joanne.
This happened about 2 years ago. I went to my grandparents' home to stay for the summer holidays. I hadn't been there since my grandfather passed away, which was about 6 years ago. My grandmother had died long before that, and he was the only reason why I kept going there. When he died, it hardly seemed worthwhile for me to go there, even though he had left the house to me.
Where is the house?
It's on the island of Corfu, and the house is very close to the sea. It's actually an ideal place to spend your summer holidays. The cottage was, and still is, in very good condition, and it's got all the conveniences one could wish for.
Did you go there on your own?
Well, I had arranged for some friends of mine to meet me there. Given that I hadn't been there and I didn't know what state I would find it in, I decided to go there a couple of days earlier. Little did I know what would happen. Anyway, I found the place in very good condition, so after doing some cleaning, I went to the centre to do some grocery shopping. I somehow got lost on the way back, so it was rather late when I finally reached the cottage.
So what happened then?
Well, that night I had a strange dream. I dreamt that I bumped into my grandfather while shopping in the centre, and he told me that he had something very important to tell me. When I asked him what it was, he told me that I had to clear out the basement and look for a small jewellery box that had belonged to my grandmother. When I woke up the next morning, I could not remember the rest of the dream.
What did you do?
Well, I couldn't stop thinking about the dream, and eventually curiosity got the better of me. I decided to go to the basement and see what was in it. I soon regretted it because it was in a huge mess. However, there was a lot of interesting stuff in it. I found an old recipe book, clothes that had been worn by my grandparents in their youth, and an album with lots of old photographs of my grandparents when they were young. There are even some of their engagement. In one of the photographs, my grandmother was holding a small jewellery box. It didn't take long for me to realise that this was the jewellery box that my grandfather had spoken of in my dream. I realised that he must have given it to her as a present for their engagement. It was beautiful. It was gold, and it had various precious gems on it.
So what did you do next?
Well, I spent the whole day sorting out all the stuff in the basement. But as I was taking out a box full of old papers, which I was going to throw out, I accidentally slipped and fell. The box tore open and all the contents fell onto the floor. It was then that my eye fell on the little jewellery box.
Was there anything in it?
Yes, it was full of valuable jewellery. But that's not all. At the bottom of the jewellery box was a secret compartment. Inside, I found a letter. It was a letter to me from my grandparents. They told me that upon my birth, an account had been opened in my name. The money in it had been collected over the years to help me get a head start in life. I was to make good use of it.
And did you?
Actually, yes. I used some of it to open a fish restaurant in Corfu, which had always been my grandfather's dream. I must say that I feel very fortunate because it has turned out to be a great success. I have since become a permanent resident and I have never been happier.
It's nice to hear that dreams do come true. Joanne, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.